Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas time. I'm talking to all y'all Capricorns. I'm talking to all y'all Sagittarians. Do you feel like the holidays, Christmas Eve, the Christmas, the New Year's, does it take away from your personal birthday time when other people all around the rest of the calendar, the year calendar, they don't have to share their birthday with certain other holidays, or they can make it just as festive? Like, let's say if you're a Cancer and your birthday is on July 4th or July 3rd or July 5th or whatever, you can always have, like, you know, 4th of July cookout, a picnic, barbecue, party, whatever, and still have your birthday, at, you know, in replacement of that. But when we start talking about the Christmas time birthday, you know, we're talking about a time when people get presents. I never heard of nobody getting no 4th of July present. I've heard of people getting Valentine's Day present, Christmas presents, and birthday presents. The rest of the holidays, I don't know. If you really want to go deep into it and you really just want to be real altruistic, you just want to be generous or festive, yes, you can give presents around that day, sort of like the Great Pumpkin. You know, when Linus declared the Great Pumpkin on the Charlie Brown Halloween special, he said that the Great Pumpkin comes and delivers all kinds of toys and gifts to the kids from the most sincere pumpkin patch. He rises from the most sincere pumpkin patch. and gives gifts to all the children. That was a fantasy. So when we're talking about reality mixed in with fantasy, you take the whole Santa Claus situation. Around Christmas time, you're talking about Santa Claus giving gifts and stuff like that. Do you feel like if your birthday is in December, that you have had to split the gifts that you probably would have gotten with Christmas time and birthday time? You know, have you had evidence? Do you have evidence to show and prove that you didn't get as much or were slighted around the holidays because your birthday was around the 21st of December? So you didn't have a party around 21st of December. All the money went towards Christmas time. All the money went towards Christmas time. And it ain't right. It ain't fair. I shouldn't have to take it there. It ain't right. It ain't fair. I shouldn't have to. But it happened. It absolutely, definitely happens. And it's something that we got to deal with. It's something we got to deal with. I'm giving you something that you can fail with. We're talking about when your birthday is around Christmas time. Even some people born in late November, they might still feel like, yeah, around late November, you're talking about Black Friday. You're talking about the Christmas season really just starting to get started, just starting to rev up, just starting to get off the ground. People are starting to save their money, spend their money. The money is reserved for the Christmas time festivities, or what they call the holidays now. And it's you know, the whole thing is about money. And maybe you feel like some of the money has been taken away from you because your birthday was around the time when people are spending money on everybody else. So you got something, you got things, but maybe you didn't get as much as you would have gotten if your birthday would have been at a time when you could have been more individualistic. Is it possible? So I need all of my Sagittarius, I need all of my, well, it's really Sagittarians, okay. All my Capricorns, you know, I need to hear from y'all. You know, if you felt like, yeah, I'm a December Capricorn and I didn't get the stuff that I should have got and would have gotten because my birthday was right around Christmas time. Yeah, you can hear the sleigh bells and chimes and I didn't get a chance to get myself off. Yeah, my presence was soft. The guard was down. I wasn't around, but I didn't get the stuff. And I don't really believe that I got right. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and my born in late December or any time during December and you didn't get the stuff that you were supposed to get and you got proof, why should all your brothers and sisters and cousins and friends get all of this stuff right around the time when it's supposed to be your time? Did you feel like you got jerked if your birthday is sometime in December? Do you feel like, we could talk about it. Mothers, fathers of children that were born in December. What y'all know? Your best friends, your cousins, your spouses, boyfriends, girlfriends, good friends. Have you had to hear for years how, man, I know I ain't going to get that much stuff for my birthday this year because it's around Christmas time. And say, well, what y'all going to try to do is give me one present and say that it's for Christmas and the birthday. So what winds up happening is y'all either get me a good birthday gift and a cheap Christmas gift or a good Christmas gift and a cheap birthday gift. Does any of this sound familiar? Because I've heard this kind of stuff. I've heard it. Even for people who don't celebrate Christmas. Even from people who don't celebrate Christmas. I've heard them complain about it. Like, yo, I got jerked. I got jerked. Like, let's say if you're a Muslim or Jehovah's Witness, you're not supposed to be celebrating no birthdays. You're not supposed to be celebrating no Christmas. But what I have seen with both, you know, Muslims won't call their date of birth their birthday. They'll call it their anniversary. Well, nobody said we couldn't celebrate an anniversary. An anniversary. So I'm just celebrating my annual anniversary. My anniversary. The anniversary of my birth. So, in other words, they have gotten birthday gifts or anniversary gifts. I said, Jehovah Witnesses too. Shout out to all the Jehovah Witnesses that aren't supposed to celebrate birthdays or Christmas, but find a way to get stuff around those times. Like, I can't tell you to buy me a birthday present, but nobody said I had to refuse any gifts. If you just show up with a gift and you give me the gift, I got the gift that you gave. I'm almost drooling on myself. If I take the gift that you gave, if I receive the gift that you gave to me, I mean, I can't be wrong for that. That was just from the generosity of your own heart. It just happened to be around the time of the anniversary of my birth. So what's good, baby? I said, rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. Rock this at the drop this. Yeah. So where are my people? Where are my people born in spring and April? No. Where are my December people? Parents, if you have a child that was born in December, have they complained to you that they ain't getting what they should have got? Have you had to explain to them? No. Your birthday and Christmas are separate. So we're going to still make sure that we celebrate your birthday. We're going to still have ice cream and cake. We still going to have a party for you. And there won't be no Christmas light. What y'all know? The December birthday, I'm talking to y'all. Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. You know what I mean? Smash the like. Hit the like button off. You know, hit it hard, but make sure you hit it once. Don't hit it twice, because that'll take the like away. You know, when you see the like shaded in black, that means that you did it right. They don't cause nothing to like the show. I promise you, we're going to talk about good stuff tonight. I promise you. Prometo. Talk about that when your birthday is around Christmas time. When your birthday is around Christmas time, what kind of leverage do you have? Like, are you authorized to ask for a big or expensive birthday present, knowing that Christmas is looming right around your time? Right around the time when all the money is going towards the bills. The new bills, the existing bills, because, you know, with Christmas time, you spend a lot of money, and a lot of it is bought with credit cards, so a lot of it is going to be bills come January. Come January! But I want to hear from my peoples. I want to hear from my peoples who were born in December, the month of December, even a little bit of early January. Because people might still be broke and reeling from buying all them presents. Maybe a little bit of people, maybe a little late November, right around Black Friday. Yeah, like, do you feel comfortable, if you were born in December or around that time, do you feel comfortable asking for an expensive birthday present knowing that a lot of the money is going to have to go towards the present. Now, I'm not here to talk about whether you should celebrate Christmas or not. I know a lot of people who don't celebrate Christmas who still celebrate Christmas. I'm one of them. I don't claim to, you know, be all into the Christian thing, and you know, I don't put up lights. I don't even wrap presents or anything like that. But I buy presents, and I ain't gonna sit here and lie. I definitely buy presents because I grew up with Christmas time, and I thought it was fun. I always liked Christmas time. There used to be a such thing as the Christmas spirit, and you used to be able to feel it. People were a little bit kinder, gentler, more patient, more accepting, and definitely more giving around that time. Now, since they switched it from Christmas time to the holidays, you know, to let the money come in from all types of different ways, or should I say from all different types of angles, yeah, Christmas doesn't seem to have that magic anymore. You know what I mean? It's like something that we just try to get out of the way. But what if you have a birthday around that time? What if you have that birthday day around that time? What's going on? Let me shout out my people. Emily Dunlap is in the house. Bow! She about to turn it out. And T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going right and directly into your sight. And Carol Chamberlain, my friend, mi favorita, always great to see ya. And my brother Ansel Jones, Baltimore brother, girls can't leave him alone. And Mia Cunningham, a goddamn face white. Thanks for coming through tonight. I appreciate you all y'all. And we're going to do this thing coming through like we on call. All right, y'all. So, I said, so. Let's see what y'all got to say. Carol Chamberlain says, man, my family was so poor that I got a Christmas gift. But by the time February rolled around, that gift was included in my Christmas present. Yo. Carol, I'm not laughing at your pain. Let's get that straight. But you know what? I have heard people who was born in January and sometimes February complain that, listen, that Christmas being broke, that Christmas struggle, that Christmas spending I heard it last. I mean, that's why they came up with the second coming of Christmas, which is tax time, right? So I believe you. Like, birthday? I ain't paid off them bills from Christmas time. Didn't y'all have a nice Christmas? You know, shout out to them parents that will indict you all about. I worked hard. I bust my ass to make sure y'all had a good Christmas. I did everything to make sure y'all had a good Christmas. Against all odds, y'all had a good Christmas. Y'all got everything y'all want. Parents always say to their children that they gave their kids everything they want. Kids be like, I didn't get that main thing I wanted. Parents be like, yes, you did. You got everything. I got everything that was on the list. You wouldn't even let me make a list. You said, no, we ain't doing a list. Just tell me what you want and I'll go get it. Okay. Let's see. Ansel Jones says, I re-gifted something to someone because I knew that they would like it. Hey, if they don't know, What's the problem? Mia Cunningham says, I know Muslims that will chill on Islam when their children's birthdays come around. Listen, they be like, Allah, all praises due and everything, but I can't have my kids already get teased for going to school and being Muslim. This is back in the day, maybe not nowadays, but back in the day, you know, if you had to garb up and all that kind of stuff, you was an outcast in school. It wasn't like it is today. It wasn't like it is now, where if your parents are deep into Islam and, you know, they wear the whole hijab and the whole dress, and they require their kids to do it too. Nowadays, you know, be like, oh, the kid's Muslim. It's no big deal. But back in the day, it was like, what you mean you're not a Christian? What do you mean you don't celebrate Christmas? Why are you dressed like that? So Muslim parents might be like, listen, my kids already be having a hard time because of our faith. So the least we could do is give them a little party, little cake, little ice cream, some party favors, some streamers. What do you call that? What do you call the tablecloth? That paper type tablecloth that you use for at birthday parties? You know, it'd be kind of hard. You get it at the five and dime. Y'all know what I'm talking about. The tablecloth. It got happy birthday and balloons and all that kind of stuff on it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I got to make sure my kids, you know, I got to give them something for what I'm taking away from them. I'm taking away from their ability to blend in with the rest of the kids. But at least they can have a party. And they can invite all their Christian friends over to the party. We're going to have a party. Ain't nothing but a Muslim party, party, party. Ain't nothing but a Muslim party, party, party. My bad. T. Carrie Wright says, my uncle's birthday is on December 26th, and he never gotten both Christmas and birthday presents until we grew up and gave him both. And I know you ain't going to tell me he wasn't bitching. Because I'm thinking that, you know, when we was kids, we was thinking like, yo, your birthday is on Christmas? Then you probably got a lot. Parents are like, when he was born, he ruined my Christmas. I was all up in the delivery room. In labor for 19 hours. I missed all the Christmas fun. I didn't even see Charlie Brown Christmas that year. Shout out, rest in peace to Charles Schultz. Okay. Hold on. Okay. Good looking out, calling out the likes and all of that. Yeah, that's what's up, y'all. Good going, team. Mia says, I have two children who were born five before and 5 days after Christmas. Wow. The birthdays were important to me. I make sure I celebrate birthdays. Other things are secondary. Okay. So, like, you know, the whole Christmas thing, like, but that birthday going to be right. All right. I ain't got no problem. I ain't mad at that. Yeah, also says, if I got it without breaking the bank, I'll do small Christmas gifts. But the way this inflation is set up, Carol says, now they're just angrier and meaner. Bea also says, I don't decorate for Christmas, but I'll take the young ones to see lights. But I don't do all the string up lights. Birthdays are more important to me and mine. All right. Carol says, I was born too close to Christmas, Omar. Y'all gotta stop wilding. For real. Y'all gotta stop wilding. Mia says, my son wants an Oculus. That thing is $350. $350, and who knows what accessories you have to get. He's not getting it. he's going to have to pick something else. I think that boy should fight for his rights. Somebody out there is getting the Oculus for his birthday, for Christmas, something. That's right, Carol. The five and dime. That's right, the five and dime, baby. Woolworth's baby. McCrory's baby. F.W. Woolworth. The five and dime, baby. Man, it wasn't nothing like a trip to the five and dime with your mom. You was going to get something. A toy. Something. When you went to Woolworths or another five and dime with your mind, you was going to get something. You was going to get something. So, I remember Woolworths had sneakers. They had the little W on the back. They were straight Bobos. They had a little W on the back, that W. That little W on the back. All right. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun, 752, and this is Daily, Daily, to Daily, Daily, to Daily, the Daily Go Get Him is the show. We do this every single day, every single day, every day. Every day it rains, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby, every day it rains, and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we talking about when your birthday is around Christmas time. Well, it's Christmas time. Is it a hardship? Is it a slight? Did you grow up feeling like Christmas got in the way of your birthday? Feeling like you didn't get what you really asked for, or that your birthday had to be blended in? Or that everybody got a chance to celebrate your birthday when it was supposed to be yours. It's yours. Or do you want it? Yay. No. Do you like it? Yay. Or do you want it? Hey. Well, if you had it, would you flaunt it? Hell yeah. Well, it's yours. Sound plus rhythm done up with finesse is equivalent to the adjective best. Now it's time to introduce the Neo Rhymes combined with the groove with juice. Okay. Anyway, here's your chance, Capricorns. Here's your chance, Sagittarians. Here's your chance to get your shit off. And parents of Capricorns and Sagittarians, here's your chance to you know, to explain yourself. You know, to say what happened. It wasn't your fault. You didn't invent these holidays. Or what the FOI Muslims call the hell of days. You know? You know, for people who say, yeah, y'all spend all this money at the end of the year putting yourselves in debt. A lot of those people waste their money all around the year. They just don't do it around, you know, Christmas time. To each his own. Like I said, I don't do the Christmas lights. I don't do the Christmas tree. I don't wrap presents. I don't, you know, do the Santa. I've never done the Santa Claus thing. Never believed in that or whatever. But I do like getting together with family. I do like giving gifts, receiving gifts. I love receiving gifts. Like, people be trying to front like, yo, you know, I really like giving more than receiving. No, I like receiving more. Like, you know, I like receiving. You know, y'all can... Y'all can front all y'all want. You know what I mean? I'd be like, yo, you got me that? That's dope. I like receiving. I like giving, too. But, if you know, I mean, y'all judge me all y'all. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just mad because I get mine and I be happy and I be representing. I'm very appreciative of what I get when I get some. I don't know what gets me. But anyway, I like Christmas time. I like the atmosphere. You know, the only thing I don't like about Christmas time, really, I don't like all the traffic. The traffic is a beast. The traffic is the beast, inside and outside. If you wonder what I mean by inside, you've been in a mall around Christmas time, especially when it get close to Christmas Eve or on Christmas Eve. You ever had to buy last minute Christmas presents on Christmas Eve? Yo, it's a madhouse. Go to Macy's on the 24th. See what you're working with. Now, the sales be off the chain. You're going to get some strange type gift that I don't even know if they sell any of the other 365 days of the year. But around on Christmas, at Christmas time, you're going to get something like a treadmill, juice maker, sweat remover, air conditioner. Like, what it do? It's a treadmill. And it makes juice. So while you running, you can drop like a couple of oranges, an apple, and a banana, and it'll make you a smoothie. Juice. And it also will wipe off your brow when you working out. And it's the air conditioner. They don't have that no other time during the year. Christmas time, they be having presents like that. And you might get that for Christmas. You won't get that for your birthday. I don't think. Probably because you didn't ask for that. You didn't ask for that. Now, when you're a kid, this really becomes an issue, having the birthday in December. Because, you know, in my day, one of the best presents that you could get for Christmas was a new bike. A new bike? You got a new bike? You got a bike? And, you know, we live up north. Me and my people, we from Philly. So sometimes you think, like, it's really too cold to go out there. First of all, sometimes, shout out to the people who got a bike for Christmas that wasn't put together yet. The bike is under the tree, but it's unassembled. Assembly required. So now you gotta get your dad, your uncle, your brother, somebody. Like, can you put my bike together? I want to go out. I want to ride bikes with my friends. You know, they got bikes too. So you might have to grab an adult who ain't drinking yet. Now the adults should have put that bike together last night. You should have came down with the wrapping on the bike, wrapping around the bike. Or a ribbon on the bike or something like that and been able to ride. Because a lot of times, the bike was all you got. The bike was an expensive gift back in the day. It was. A bike was a big gift. It was. I got a new bike. Got a bike. Now I can go ride off. I can go ride off with my friends. We can go God knows where and how far. So around Christmas time, do you get a bike for your birthday or do you get a bike for Christmas? A racing track. Did you get a racing track for your birthday or did you get a racing track for Christmas? Did you have to choose? Was the choice less than yours? It's yours. But you got to share it with your brothers. Yeah, sometimes you had to share a bike. It's your bike, but you got to let your brother or your sister ride it. It wasn't always enough money in the stash for everybody to get a bike. Now, you got four or five brothers and sisters, and, you know, y'all might have one. Y'all might have one or two bikes between y'all. Y'all might have one or two bikes between y'all, man. You know what I mean? The struggle is real. The struggle is real. You understand what I'm saying? My man Tone Starks up in the house. What's going on, my man Tone Starks? What up, Starks? Yeah, I'm talking about them. But we rocked them W sneakers. I'm done. Like, you had to rock them W sneakers, them Woolworth sneakers, so you can get a pair of Pro Kids or something. A pair of Chuck Taylors or something. Chuck Taylors. Carol says, tell me about it. I have to drive in it during the afternoon and evening. Talking about the traffic. In the afternoon and evenings and rush hour is a joke in comparison. Man, listen. Yo, that Christmas, it's traffic around the holidays be treacherous. Treacherous. You know, people going to the mall. They trying to go ahead. You know, how many paydays? Man, anybody got three paydays in December? Is this a three payday a month or no? Nah? I'm hearing my Google egg in the back. Yeah, I mean. Wait, I thought it wasn't working though. Okay, Google, say something. Oh, it said something not right. Never mind. No, good. All right. Let me see. Tonestar says, kaboom, guess who steps in the room? That's what I'm talking about. Kaboom, guess who steps in the room? Okay. Tonestar says, I had a skateboard. Hey, you had to get up on whatever you had to get up on. He also says, a racetrack years later. And yeah, I shared the racetrack with my bro. Yeah, you had to. It wasn't always sweet like that. Sometimes you had to take what you could get until you could get what you wanted. And sometimes you had to find other ways to get what you wanted. After school job was popping. Shout out to McDonald's for that reason. Shout out to Burger King. Shout out to, it wasn't a whole lot of Wendy's back in the day, not around the way. You know, shout out to Geno's, Kentucky Fried Chicken. You know what I mean? But definitely McDonald's and Burger King, because they was popping. They was popping. Okay. We talking about when your birthday is around Christmas time. Okay. Ansel Jones says, I seen someone take a box of shoes from someone after they came out to the store. The people in the store said, we can't do anything after they leave the store. Wow. Okay. Christmas stealing. Okay. Carol says, I got PF Flyers. PF Flyers, what's that? Was that a bike? What's that? Tom Stark says, I'm going to send Christmas cards of a picture of my empty wallet. Take a picture of you holding your empty wallet with a sad face. So says, shout out to Mother Nature for creating mangoes. Okay. Oh, this nigga. Oh, PF Flyers. Okay. Yo, you really going back because I don't know nothing about PF Flyers. I'm not going to front. I don't know nothing about that. That might have been before my time. It might have been before my time, son. But nonetheless, you know, if you had a brother, sister, cousin, friends, and all of that, and their birthday was in December, you might have heard them complaining a lot. Do y'all think it was legit? Do y'all feel like it's legit? Like, you know, like, if you have kids, and you celebrate Christmas or whatever, you try to You try to at least participate in some of the festivities around this time of year. Do you feel like the kids got slighted? Do you feel like they got jerked? Hey, yo, everybody got something, and they got something around the time I was supposed to get something. This is supposed to be my time. Why do I have to share my time with them? This time is mine. It's mine. This is mine. Well, sometimes life ain't all that fair. But is it not fair? Is it not fair? I think it's a little unfair. I ain't gonna front, man. I can empathize. You know, my birthday is in August. Ain't no holidays or nothing in August. So, you know, if you can't hold me down in August, I don't know what to tell you. And until this century, kids didn't go back to school in August either. So don't talk all of that back. I gotta buy back to school clothes or none of that. No. And my day, you ain't have to even think about none of that until September. So I wouldn't know what it's like to have to share the time of my birth around any other time of the year where somebody might, or where something may divert the attention away from me and my birth anniversary to whatever holiday was going on. Shout out to all my Sagittarius. Shout out to all my Capricorns. You know what I'm saying? I accept y'all flaws and all, baby. Flaws and all. So if y'all feel like y'all need to complain about that, well, complain on. Complain on. Hopefully somebody sympathizes with y'all and hears your cries and is willing to do something about the situation. Because every child should have his own birthday, even if his brothers and sisters are hating. Well, why they get so much for their birthday and blah, blah, blah. Well, when it's your birthday, then you're going to get a lot too. But I'm saying, I don't see why we can't all share a birthday. You know how kids are. You know how kids are. I don't see, you know, kids get jealous. They see one child or one sibling getting all the love, getting all the attention. And don't let them be a middle child. Because we got middle child syndrome. Y'all know what middle child syndrome is. Middle child syndrome is when the middle child feels like because they aren't the oldest or the youngest, because they was in the middle, they didn't get treated with the same amount of attention and care and love. Like they was like, they had to take that middle love. You know, that medium love. They couldn't be as hot as the oldest. They couldn't be as chill as the youngest. They was right there in the middle, getting in the way. Well, let me tell you something, you middle children that's always crying. You know, the middle child is always crying. Let me tell you what I know. At one time, you were the youngest. At one time, you were the youngest. Don't think we don't know that. Just because somebody was born after you doesn't mean that you didn't have your time in the sun. Now, if your parents had the children like stair steps, so your mom was showing a belly every year, every 18 months, mom is out here. She out here ready to have another one. Well, none of y'all was the youngest for too long, but it's more than a few of y'all in the middle. Who determines exactly who the middle is when there are more than three kids? How do you determine what the middle is when there are more than three kids? Somebody got to say something. I mean, you know, holler at me. T. Carrie Wright, thank you so much for that super sticker. I Super sticker. I appreciate me some you, and it's true. Cal says, try being the baby. An only girl with five brothers shaking my head and being a baby was not fun. Yeah, but all the attention was on you because you was their little sister and you got protected. Yeah, you might not have been able to kiss a boy. You might not have been able to, you know, get away with nothing. You might have had to make sure that the seat was down before you went and plopped your booty on the toilet. But you was the queen bee. Well, more like the little princess bee. You know how, you know, we talk so much about how the drones do so much to protect the queen. But we never talk about the princess bee. That's you, Carol. You were the little princess bee. I just can't figure it out. Your kisses taste like honey. I just can't figure it out. Your kisses taste like honey. I just can't figure it out. Your kisses taste like honey. The little princess bee. The little princess bee. I follow with the E class with the cows. So I says, I'll buy my son a pair of new sneakers, but only give him half for his birthday and the other on Christmas. So it adds two gifts. DK Wright says, throat punch, Carol. Just, well, you know, y'all got to chill. Hey, I'm showing love. Carol says, I was the punching bag. LOL, they practice on me. Man. See the princess bee. Puff Daddy copped a Hummer for the summer. I follow in the E class with the goggles. Gary Wright says they may have been using her like Cinderella. Oh yeah, if it was all like that, then how come she still love him? I'll never hear her complain. I don't like my brothers no more. They abused me. They did me wrong. I ain't never hear her say that. All I ever hear her say is I love my brothers. I miss my brothers. I wish my brothers were still here. My brothers. I miss my brother. My brother. My brother. My brother was my real brother. My brother. You trying to say that Carol has Stockholm Syndrome? I don't think so. But this is bigger than that. Because Carol was born in February. Carol was born in February. She wasn't born in December. She wasn't born around Christmas time. It ain't her parents' fault that, you know, there was still some of the Christmas debt revenue hanging around, you know, when her birthday came around. You know, we can't all be born like little Lord Fauntleroy. Carol says Cinderella had it good compared to me. How? Cinderella had to get rescued by a prince. You know it's bad when you got to get rescued by a prince. And I ain't talking about when doves cry. Dig if you will, a princess with four or five brothers in the midst. She was born the youngest of five children. Can you imagine? Can you picture this? She grew up like a punching bag. They had to make Carol tough. She had to fight, but I bet you nobody messed with her. She feel the heat because she knew she was tough. How could you just leave her standing? Alone in the world is so cold. World is so cold. Maybe, maybe. At Carol, you know she knows, you know she too. Maybe she's just like that princess. She never, never satisfied. Why was she born? Why? This is what it sounds like when the princess cries. Okay. Anyway, for my people born in the real December, the real Christmas time, baby, just know that I rocks with y'all. I'm down with y'all. We get down like that. And I hope y'all don't get slighted this year. Now, somewhere along the line, some of these stimulus packages, listen, I heard that a lot of y'all people that get food stamps been getting extra food stamps this year. I elect that some of y'all should sell some of y'all food stamps, preferably to me, and take some of that money and take care of your December baby's Christmas or birthday so they don't feel slighted, because y'all getting that extra, those extra food stamps on the low. Yeah, I know all about it. I heard. Everybody else, COVID is over. Everybody else, stimulus is over. But y'all still eating. Y'all still winning. Y'all still eating, literally. Literally. I ain't hating. I tell you what, we're going to do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. December 7th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. We get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Joseph Poole, turning 60 years old today, and also Marlene Griffin turning 67 years old today, and Cyril Green turning 37 years old today, and Tyrone Matthew Frisbee the second turning 51 years old today, and Lenora Alston turning 45 years old today, and go get a Clarissa Leonard turning 46 years old today, and William Rashawn McCullough turning 56 years old today, and Mike War turning 62 years old today. And last but not least, my baby cuz, Lamont Gaines, turning 42 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious December 7th. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. Turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on and throw it to do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, for y'all, December babies, you know, born around the holidays, keep your head up, keep your chin up, make sure you don't eat too much, keep your thin up. Everything is going to be all right, even if you have to make it right for yourself. You know, make sure that you put your peoples on to the logistics of the situation. And I'm sure somebody will come through and accommodate yours for yourself. Don't worry about it, son. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. It's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out. And hopefully it works out exactly in your favor. I'm pulling for you. So for my Sagittarians, for my Capricorns, keep getting it on and on and on. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Missing Show. And it's going to be hot one way or another. So, Blog Talk, let me get you out of here. Yeah, 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 yeah.